Indonesia's health minister has suggested that the United States may be involved in a conspiracy to use the bird flu virus to develop biological weapons. The extraordinary allegation is included in a new book endorsed by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, which describes Indonesia's fight to assert its ownership of its virulent strains of avian influenza. Concern over that issue prompted Indonesia last year to stop sharing virus samples with the World Health Organization, as Jakarta correspondent Jeff Thompson reports.
No country in the world has been hit by bird flu like Indonesia. Already this year, 11 people have died and 10 of those were from Jakarta or surrounding areas. Indonesia's uniquely virulent strain of H5N1 gave the country bargaining power, according to Indonesia's health minister, Dr. Siti Fadila Supari, in her new book called It's Time for the World to Change and strangely subtitled The Divine Hand Behind Avian Influenza. It's this bargaining power which led Dr. Supari, in late 2006, to stop sharing Indonesia's strains of bird flu with World Health Organization laboratories because of fears that any vaccines developed would then be sold for profit to developing countries with no benefit to Indonesia. In essence, Indonesia sought to retain the virus rights and any profits to be made from its bird flu problem. Back then, on AM, Dr. Supari effectively accused Australia of stealing Indonesia's strain of H5N1 to make bird flu vaccines.
I never give a permission to send the sample, to send the specimen of virus to Australia.
Now, in her book, Dr. Supari has revealed the full scope of the conspiracy she believes she is up against. Developed countries become richer, she writes, because they have the capability to develop the vaccine and control the world. Dr. Supari expresses alarm at WHO laboratories sharing bird flu virus data with the United States National Laboratory in Los Alamos, New Mexico, where nuclear weapons are developed. Whether they use it to make vaccine or develop chemical weapons would depend on the need and interest of the US government. It is indeed a very dangerous situation for the destiny of humanity, she writes, and goes on to say, it is a matter of choice whether to use the material for vaccines or biological weapon development. Despite the clear implication contained in her book, last night Dr. Supari told the ABC she didn't intend to accuse the United States of being interested in turning H5N1 into a biological weapon.
I don't know whether our virus will be developed to vaccine or will be developed to biological weapon. So just a question. I didn't blame United States. I didn't blame any country.
Indonesia's Health Minister, Dr. Siti Fadila Supari, speaking there to Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson.